Everybody, this is your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I am super stoked for you because this, I'm telling you, this guest that I got for you today, guys, is the ultimate becomer, right? She is Miss Robin Robbins. She is a best-selling author, an international speaker, a trainer, a certified empowerment coach who is affectionately known as the midwife. She has been featured on BET Her, Voyage ATL, Atlanta's 57 television show, just to name a few. Her personal experiences such as surviving cystic abuse, sex trafficking, and adult entertainment industry serves as a daily fuel to empower others holistically to overcome, heal, transition, and give birth. It gives Robin great joy as serving as the midwife to catapult women into reclaiming their personal power, performing their experiences so they can give birth to their new life and goal. And she is also my coach. She has absolutely helped me give birth as well. So I wanted to bring her to the Becomer listeners so that you can launch forth. Guys, I've been talking about this being a powerful time to set yourself up for the coming year, to make sure that you are launching into your goals and to becoming. I'm really stoked about this. So I wanted to bring you the ultimate becomer, your coach's favorite coach, Miss Robin Robbins. I call her Coach Robin. I call her the midwife because I have seen her give birth and help people give birth to major dreams and transformations. So welcome, Coach Robin Robbins, to the I Am Becoming show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Also, too, I apologize. I did not add that you are the CEO and founder of the Trailblazing Women's Conference, which I am honored and blessed to be a nominee for 2021 in four different categories. So I want to open it up because Trailblazer, for me, I attended in 2019. It catapulted me into my becoming on a major grand scale. So I wanted to start our interview talking about Trailblazer and tell us what was your vision behind starting Trailblazer and how do you want it to bless other women to break free in 2021?
Absolutely, Alonda. Thank you so much. That right there is kind of loaded for me because, you know, we all know being in the entrepreneurial space that there's so many people saying, oh, women's empowerment, women's empowerment, women's empowerment. And the reality is that, you know, it's more of a scheme. You know what I mean? It's more of just a way to get money. And I personally got tired of going to events and investing and leaving the same way I came, or leaving, you know, under promise, you know, not leaving with what I was promised. And I said, you know what? I feel like it's so necessary to have a space that is really honestly going to empower women. And not only that, the motive behind it was to talk about the things and come at it from the vantage point that most people do not. And that is the holistic vantage point in terms of understanding how all of these other areas of wellness, you know, play a part in our life and how it shows up in our business. So the heartbeat and the vision behind it definitely was to, you know, be able to show women, hey, what we don't confront, what we don't deal with, whatever we are not willing to learn, not invest in, you know, whatever the case may be, is gonna eventually show up in our business. And with the experiences of being an entrepreneur or a small business owner, and experiencing that lack of support, or, you know, feeling like you're investing, but you're getting nowhere. I felt like it was time. We needed something, you know, on the scene that was going to really put powerful people in the room. So literally the women that attend could have what they needed in the room. And I was saying, became like, you don't get what you need, that's literally on you. because literally everything you need is in the room. That's the motive and the heartbeat behind it.
Yeah. I can attest, like, it was stuff in the room that you didn't even know that you needed. Like, everything was literally there. Sisterhood, elevating your brand, your business. It was powerful. Like, I had never experienced anything like that. And I know, like, my whole entire life, I've been a part of organizations, just even from youth, that, you know, are supposed to be building your future womanhood. And I can honestly say, like, lifelong relationships were made there. So I hope that anybody listening, you should definitely get your tickets and definitely plan on attending, especially if you are in business or wanting to launch forth into business and you're becoming. I'm definitely endorsing that. So you are also the CEO and owner of Zoe Academy, which I am an alumnus of. So, and listen, guys, if y'all ever have a chance to get coached, trained by her, I'm telling you, you're giving birth. I don't care. You're going to come forth with something. So let's talk about Zoe. Zoe is your baby for sure. And what you do, you transform lives there as well.
Wow, wow. Oh, Alonda, you cutting up today. Yes, Zoe, again, I guess in everything that I do, I'm really in the space of, you know, I think of three words: equip, liberate, empower. And it's almost like if what I'm putting my hands to is not doing that, then I don't want to have any parts of it. And how Zoe came was a lot of clients were saying, hey, you know, I want to become a coach. You know, I want to be able to impact the lives of others and serve, you know, the way that I feel like God has given it to me. You know, and I would be like, absolutely, I get it. And I would give them my school information. Like, you know, I would give them where I went to go get trained. And literally every person that reached out to me and I did that to, they was like, no, I want you to train me. I was like, huh? You know, it wasn't really on my radar, right? I'm like, I guess that makes sense, though, if I'm helping people give birth, you know?
Yeah.
And this, this is what you need in order to flow in your purpose and in your lane. Because, you know, not at the time, not everybody was looking to write a book. Not everybody, you know what I mean, necessarily wanted to start a nonprofit or just like a regular business, but they felt that their calling was to coach others. And so that is how Zoe Coaching International came about. It literally was the answer to the need of the people and them specifically wanting to receive training from myself and my staff. And before I launched it, you know, I don't do anything just to be doing it. So I'm like, okay, right. If I'm really going to consider this, I needed to do the necessary research because, you know, nowadays anybody could put together an academy or some type of institute. But I'm like, I don't just want it to be just another thing that is being, you know, put together or erected. I said, let me find out what it takes to actually become accredited. And so I did the research, I had the conversations, did it, you know, and began the process for accreditation. And although accreditation is very tedious, I know it's worth it. And it is going to show people that, oh, they're serious. This is not a game for them. This is not another, like, just stream of revenue or, you know what I mean? This is something that they're really serious about and really want to have a standard of excellence. As I, you know, just thought, I thought of all of the training that I had undergone because I currently hold two coaching certifications and I'm about to receive my third one next month. And
congratulations. So, that's so dope.
Thank you. And so I was taking it all in and I said, you know what? Every place that I've gone to get trained in terms of coaching, they never touch on business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started digging into the statistics and doing the research. You know what I'm saying? And so many coaches were getting certified but not doing anything with it, or getting certified and not able to make the impact that they wanted to make or not able to make income.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, so if I'm going to do it, we're going to do it this way. And we decided to tie in the training with my business background and really, really put together an all-inclusive curriculum that yields the students results.
Yeah. Now, you know, myself, I've been in management, business owner for years, and definitely our training was intense. The mentorship was definitely very, very thorough. The lifelong support that you offer for your alumnus is like, it's everything you need right there. Like, literally everything you do. Like, if you don't get it, whatever you're supposed to get out of it, it's really on you. Like, it's always there. It's definitely always efficient. And again, like, it just connects you to so many different people. Cause I talk about this with my Becomers, like, Becoming is not just for you, it's for others as well. People are directly linked. And so, you know, I always tell you, I know at one point you were talking about, dropping a midwife, and I'm like, no, that is so you. Like, everything you do, it is literally producing life. Like, you literally, you know, give birth. Like, it is an experience. You are a whole experience. Like
wow.
I really, like, it's just something you, like, it's nothing that really anybody can say about the things that you do. It's just something that you really have to experience. And it is really next level when you're really ready to go to that next level. So, how did you become the midwife? Because, like, as somebody that has literally watched you, like, for real give birth, I've physically given birth myself. So, it is literally, like, a spiritual birth. Like, it's whatever is in you, when this woman is around you, it is literally coming out of you, for real.
Wow. Alana, first, thank you for that. That just blessed my whole little heart. It really, really did. Very encouraging. So literally, I remember one day talking to God, and I was just like, you know, there's so many people doing things similar to what I'm doing, Lord. I really need something that's going to help me, you know, be set apart. I need something that's going to make a statement. And help to separate me out of this, you know, saturated blue ocean. And I just remember just talking to him about, you know, that and, you know, just a few other things surrounding my business. And I'll never forget it. I was in the kitchen and I heard clear as day. He said, I call you the midwife. You're the midwife. And I said, wow, that makes sense. And what was funny now, what's crazy is that I had already been kind of really heavily utilizing the analogy of birthing and how it translates, and it's relatable, not just, you know, to as something with, as what we can do as women, but just
right.
How it relates and translates in our lives and business and all of that. And I studied. Cause I'm a nerd like that. So I actually study trimesters and stages of labor and all of that. And God gives me so much profound revelation in terms of what I call the art of giving birth.
Right.
And when he gave me that, I was just like, okay, now again, I had already been using the terminology, give birth to this, give birth to that, you know, been using the analogy of pregnancy, but I didn't really call myself a midwife. And it happened and it clicked. And when I tell you, people were just like, yeah, the midwife. It was like, it was just easily rolling off of people's mouth. Like it made sense for the audience. And that's why I say I'm affectionately referred to as the midwife, because it was just something that clicked in the spirit and the hearts of the people, and they ran with it. I can't believe I was gonna let it go too.
Yeah, like no ma'am. That's forever. Like, no ma'am. Yeah, no, because the process, like, it is, like, as a mom, you know, the process of carrying the child and, you know, in your womb, like, I know for me, even outside of that, when things affect my spirit, it affects my womb. Like, you know, you're like, oh, my stomach hurts, something bothered me, something's on my mind. But it is so, it's so powerful, just the analogy, because it is so spiritual. The process is so spiritual. And it's like, every, the way you do things, it's like, if this ain't a sign to you, sis, you know, walk on by this. Like, you know, maybe this ain't the season, but, you know, so it is really, really, really is so befitting, because when you are, like, you know, I always tell people, like, launch into your becoming. Like, you know, you and I have had mentorship talks as far as we're very similar and, like, how we do a lot of things and stuff, and how there has to be a certain level of attachment to it. So I go to the umbilical cord, how you feed your child from your body. Like, I don't want to do anything in any season that is not of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is literally a give birth process. Like, you have to nurture it. You have to bring it forth. It has to have life. It has to be a being. Because you have to be that passionate about it to see it through.
Absolutely.
So we need to go to break, but when we come back, we are going to get more into this gumbo, because, like, y'all don't even know. She is a straight gem. Like, please inbox her when she releases her information and pick her brain. Like, leech onto her. I'm serious. So, guys, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Alonda Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspective. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business, the business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
We, the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, know the power of our vote. Now more than ever, we need to let our collective voices be heard. It's our sacred right to elect our leaders and improve the lives of citizens within our communities. Our ancestors fought for our right to vote. We cannot let them or ourselves down. Plan your vote now, whether by mail, in person, early, or November 3rd. Vote like your life and your children's lives depend on it, because truly it does. This is a public service announcement from the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Don't sleep. Vote.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I have your coach's favorite coach, the midwife, Miss Robin Robbins. And before we went to break, she was telling us about her inspiration for Trailblazer and how she effectively became the midwife. But she has, like, she is a serious author. Like, a part of her midwifery was helping people give birth to their books. And so she's partially retired, because she says she retired, but she's not. That's so in her. She's going to come back to it. She's just pausing right now for the cause. But she wrote a phenomenal book. Like, y'all, this book will have you up like the cuckoo clock, turning the pages, like, for real, for real. That happened. This happened. So she wrote a phenomenal book. This is one of many of her books. It's called The Diary of an Ex-Adult Entertainer. Yes. What? Because I know you're a private person. So I know bringing this forth was like, you want me to do what now? How did this heal you? And how do you hope that it heals others?
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. Such a great question. So honestly, when I got the instruction to write my story, you're right. I was like, we're not doing that today. Like, you got to be kidding me. You want me to put all my business out there? You know, but during the process, there were so many things that I thought I was healed from. Mm. And during the writing process, I was able to see, oh, there's still more to work through. And so it took me 3 years to release that book. That wasn't one of the books that, you know, you write in 30 days or less and publish in 90 days or less. It was one of those books that I had to literally go through a process with, because I had to resume certain areas of healing that I thought was done. Mm. And so that's the way the book definitely healed me. There was so many times where I would be typing and just the tears would not stop. It was just such a relief. Also, I had to, you know, accept some things that I thought I had accepted, you know, and I had to just sit with it, but in a different way. I had to sit with it in a way of, okay, you know, it is what it is, and it's okay. This doesn't make you horrible. This doesn't make you bad. This is just what it was. These were the cards that you had in your hand at that time, and it is what it is. Sure. And I had to accept that and move from that space. So it was definitely healing and therapeutic in that way. I cried a lot throughout that process. So it was a lot of heavy releasing. There was a lot of prayer. There was a lot of enlightenment and understanding. I was able to see the roots of certain things. And so it was just overall healing for me. Now, in terms of my hopes for other people, my hope is that they see that it truly doesn't matter your walk of life, your background, where you come from, or what you have experienced. Mm-hmm. My hope is that the transparency and the rawness of the book really lights a fire underneath the person that's reading it. Yes. And for them to be able to see that, I don't care what it was and what it looks like. If you really, really want to, you can overcome it. And you can become something great.
And see, this is exactly why I said you're the ultimate becomer, because this is exactly what I talk about every week after week. That's what being a becomer is about. Like, you can literally come from anywhere and go everywhere you want to go. And like, you are a true testament of that. Like, multi-business owner, you know, successful, like, you know what I'm saying? And that is exactly what I want other people to see. And you're also a millennial. Like, I mean, you know, because I feel like a lot of times, you know, the younger generation feels like success is for the older people, the older generation. Like, and so, like, I'm so excited for you, like, for people to even know your story, because it's so needed. Like, and so thank you for telling it, because I know it was hard. And it's so needed. Like, it's so needed to know, like, listen, I literally had to, like, you know, we use the term get it out the mud, but, like, literally, like, you really, really flipped it and slam dunked it. Like, seriously, it's dope, really.
Wow, thank you.
And I totally can relate to the process of, like, I always tell people, you have been definitely pushing me to write my story. And I was like, man, no, it's going to be so much, like, especially, like, people who are close to you and they, like, literally didn't even know what was going on. But, like, as they learn, the backstory of what they saw, you know, when the transparency comes from what you couldn't see with the naked eye. Whew, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Y'all would be like, what? I didn't even know. But yes. So you also have a phenomenal book after the healing process, Daddy's Little Girls. So tell us a little bit about that, because you definitely have been doing excerpts and stuff like that, and it's been very healing, I know, just watching it as well.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I used to think out of the books that I've been afforded the opportunity to write, I used to think that, you know, my life story was the one that was going to just always take the cake.
Mm.
And then God gave me Daddy's Little Girl.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is this? And I remember hearing so clearly, he said, listen, this is not going to be one of them books that you're just going to be able to push out, because I need you to actually live through some things in order to write the message that I want to convey to my daughter. Mm. And I'll never forget that. In that, he was the command to grow. That in that, there was the command to live. And I'm just like, how do you do that? How do you just drop this on me? You know what I mean? Like this, like, oh yeah, by the way, but very much so. So this is, you know, one of those books that, again, is taking me even longer than what Diaries took me. I want to say I've been writing Daddy's Little Girl for almost 4 years. And this month is the last month to pre-order it, and then that's it. The baby will be alive and available everywhere. But this book is so near and dear to my heart, because I'm so passionate about women being empowered in every single way. We have so much oppression that comes with just being a woman.
Talk about it.
That it's ridiculous. Only to not only have to deal with these outside forces of oppression from, you know, even the ranks of, if you're in corporate, not being paid as much as your counterpart, or being overlooked because you're a woman, or being objectified, or, you know, just, it's just so many forms of oppression. Even going back into the church where, you know, oh, you're not really this, but we'll definitely allow you to be an evangelist. You know, there's so many different forms of oppression that women deal with every single day. And I really believe, oh, I feel that. I really believe that the heart of God at this time that he gave it to me and still was bleeding for his daughter, because he sees the oppression from all of the outside sources to only be able to look, right? Because man, well, we look at the outer appearance, but God knows the heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only to look at the heart and see that not only are my daughters being oppressed from the outside, but they are also oppressed from within. And I really, truly believe that those cries, you know how they say, you know, the parents know the sound and the cries of their children. I believe those cries have truly reached God, and he has a very, very specific message for his daughters in this time and in this season. And it's not just a message, but it literally is a blueprint for them to free themselves from within. So I'm honored, and most of the time I'm flabbergasted by what's on the inside of this book. And every woman will be able to identify with at the very minimum, at least one of the daughters inside of this book. So I'm just honored. I'm honored. But I think this one takes the cake.
Wow. I know I haven't even known you that long, but I know that I was able to witness a part of the process that you took to, you know, with your hiatus and just, you know, going in and being laser focused to really make sure that you were hearing from God. So I know it's a fire in the book, child. I know, like, I know as soon as people pick it up, they look, I'm anticipating getting my envelope, and I'm like, ooh, my finger's sticking to it because it's burning, it's on fire. So, yeah. I know, like, you are for real about your stuff. So, I know that you are definitely very inspirational. You've inspired me, and I know many. So I want to give this opportunity, like, I really feel like this was led for me to ask you, because I feel like somebody is really listening that really needs this. What inspiration would you leave to a person? You know, I feel like we always got that person that's like, they think that they're that one person that's going through, or like that they're in that specific spot that it's just them and them alone. If you can inspire one person today that's listening, that may be like you, or even like me, to inspire them, what would you say to them for them to launch into their becoming?
Absolutely. The first thing I would say is this logic and notion that your environment predicts who you will be is a lie.
Mm.
And that's the first thing that we have to attack. It is impossible. When we think about the word becoming, I often think about transformation. I think about, you know, going from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
But what if the place that we're in is not conducive for what we see in our mind? What if the place that we're in, what if when we look around, and this is what I'm getting for this particular person that I'm speaking to that's listening. As you look around, there is nothing around you that says you will be anything. There is nothing around you that says you can make it and you can be more than what you see. There's nothing around you that serves as even a glimpse of hope or an indication that something else can come from this. And that's why I want to remind you that your environment is lying to you.
Mm.
Yes, it's true that our environments do have an effect on us, and they have contributions to our thought process, way of being, and way of living. But what I'm speaking to is the thing that's on the inside of you, the thing that's in your womb that's saying, I've been in here long enough, it's time for me to live.
Wow.
So I know as you look around, there's nothing that indicates that the thing that's on the inside of you, I'm speaking to the hope that's been deferred. I'm speaking to the purpose on the inside of you wanting to break out. I'm speaking to the dreams that you have at night. I'm speaking to the daydreams that you even have. I'm speaking to your ambitions and your goals. I know as you look around, there's nothing that aligns with it, but I promise you, if you've been seeing it in your mind, if you've been dreaming about it, if you've been daydreaming about it, I promise you, even though your environment is lying to you every single day, trying to tell you that you can't make it, you won't make it, what you see is impossible, you'll be here just like the rest of them, you'll be at this level always, I promise you, if God is showing it to you, that is your glimmer of hope. He's not going to show you something that he's not willing to give you. But the first thing we've got to do is understand that our environment does not always tell us the truth.
Mm.
And we have to be committed to the thing that we see on the inside of us. So even if you feel like, well, Robin, I don't have a lot, Google is free. You got to get to a place where you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and enough is enough, because that's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
And
me
when
too.
You are tired of looking at your surroundings, when you are tired of seeing it in your mind or seeing it within but not touching it, it not being here in this earth realm, then you become resourceful. You start asking all the right questions. There's pride goes down the toilet. Yeah. Hey, do you mind if I shadow you? Hey, do you mind mentoring me? I mean, this pride goes in the toilet because something on the inside says, I gotta get out, I gotta get out, I gotta get out, I've gotta break free. That is what you follow. So if I was to leave any inspiration, it would be that your environment is lying to you. Don't believe it. Hold fast to what you see and what you receive. And cultivate what's on the inside of you by becoming resourceful, even when you don't have much.
Y'all see why she called the midwife?
Girl, yeah.
I know somebody that just gave birth. Look, they done ran right to the dollar store right now and get the dollar notebook. It only start with a dollar and a dream. Listen. This woman got multiple successful businesses. If this didn't inspire you, baby, listen, you don't want it. And that's okay. If you don't want it right now, come back. This will be up for a long time. Come back and listen to this when you're ready, because I'm telling you, it's time. It's time to become. It's never not a time to become. It's time. It is time. If COVID didn't teach you nothing, it's time. It should teach you that it's time. It's time. Don't sit on your dreams, your goals, not another second, another month, another week, another day. It's time. It's time. Tell us where they can find you at. Tell them where they can pre-order Daddy's Little Girls.
Absolutely. You can connect with me across social media, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, Twitter, all at Robin, R-O-B-Y-N-D, Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S. I would love to connect with you and chat with you guys. Also, you can connect with me virtually at my virtual home at www.robinrobbins.com. Again, that's www.robinrobbins.com. And that is also where you can pre-order Daddy's Little Girls, Daughters of God, and go ahead and use the code free shipping to get free shipping as a thank you for just activating your healing. So I'm excited about it. I know this book is going to charge you guys and empower you and activate you along your healing journey.
Yes. And even if you're a man, get the book. You know somebody that need it. You probably need it. Listen. It doesn't matter. Gender roles are not specific to healing. So get it.
Oh, that's good right there, Alonda.
Listen.
That was good.
Because everybody got here by a woman, okay? So listen, gender healing knows no gender roles. So listen, because I be reading all types of men's books because I'm trying to understand some things, okay? Listen. But you guys can always find me, you already know, at I Must Become the number one on Instagram, Coach Alonda Brooks on Facebook. I have the accountability challenge going on right now, guys. I really want you to reach out to me so we can do accountability, because I really want to see, I want my Facebook, I want to just be shouting all 2021. Like, I want to be hoarse the whole year because I'm celebrating people's wins. Like, that's how big I feel like this next year is about to be. I'm not looking at anything negative right now. I feel like it's still, no matter what's going on in the world right now, I feel like this, and Coach said this to me right now on the line, it's our time, right? It's our time. Like, if you really believe and you are really asking God to receive, it is going to be your time. Do the work, make the steps, and let's celebrate. Y'all, email me at imustbecomethenumber1@yahoo.com. Drop your goals with me so that I can hold you accountable. If you are ready to become and your brand, you can schedule coaching with me. I have complimentary sessions up. You can do a 15-minute complimentary session, and we can do a goal planning right now at imustbecome.com. as.me/ to schedule. Y'all, also, always meet me here. Beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Listen, y'all, I'm going to pack out the rest of this year because I'm so believing that God is about to jump 2021 on for y'all. I'm bringing nothing but powerhouses. Today, you got the queen of the powerhouse today, y'all. If y'all ain't inspired, like, she about to make me go get another notebook. I need some more goals. I'm telling y'all. And also, go to bit.ly/capital T Trailblazer. Capital C Conference, correct? And you can go vote. It's a phenomenal women that are nominated for 2021 Trailblazer. I myself am honored to be nominated in 4 different categories. I Am Becoming is up for a nomination. Go ahead. Look, let me do my little look, Diddy Bop. But yes, guys, so listen, I'm super excited for y'all, and I really hope that Coach bless y'all today, because I'm inspired. So I look forward to you guys giving me your feedback. Definitely connect with her. Get your book. I love you guys. Remember, what we do is a ripple effect in the circle of life. So we got to be cognizant of what we do to others. But don't do anything for other people's opinion. But do everything with men in mind. Listen, I love y'all. Peace.